going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sorry to interrupt the boxing conversation here as we bring our man Eddie Gonzalez, who's just got plaques and awards behind him. All this years we've done a show, we ain't ever gotten a plaque or an award like he got.
Yeah, come on, man. Well, you
old
know,
game.
Big time.
Hey, look, there's a little backstory for this. If you on YouTube, you can see this little poster. We did a contest, and we gave that poster away. We made three. There's one at the boardroom office. It's one that somebody who won. I think they live in like the Philippines or something. And there's that one right there. There's a green one that I gave to my dad. My dad requested a poster and had KD sign it. Pops gave it away.
Oh,
crazy.
Oh man.
I sent him the joint friend and all that. Pops hit me like a month later. Like, yeah, I'll get it to your uncle. I'm like, dad, I'll get it to you. What are you doing?
I gotta ask the question, and you can say whatever you at liberty to say, but I mean, it's not dead, is it? Like, we gonna see the et cetera at some point?
The corporate answer is, I think Boardroom is just doing different things. They've adjusted as a company. The real answer that I'll tell y'all is, I'm definitely gonna record something with Kevin in there in the summer. We talked about it a bunch. Even if it's just like a one off, where I go sit down and ask him all the stupid stuff.
After somebody he's traded to Sacramento.
But I think for the most part, yeah, maybe.
I ain't even trying to gas you. Like, I thought that was really good. I thought you guys did a really good job, especially, you know, obviously you two talking, but when he would bring different people in there. Like,
you guys to this day have the best conversation I've ever heard with Kyrie Irving. And it's not close.
I agree. I think, look, I feel responsible for a lot of the content BA, the National Content League that we watching now in the NBA. In a good way, in a bad way, I'm happy with what we've done. You know, me and Kevin are always talking about other things to do and things to link up. Quiet as kept, Kevin was a big fan of the Mozzie album. And, like, I'm trying to get them in the studio together. So, like, we're always cooking up little ideas and ways to collide our worlds. But we'll definitely do something. We'll keep something together.
Et cetera.
The
part
views
two
and opinions expressed by Eddie Gonzalez are that of Eddie Gonzalez.
I'm going to screenshot of what he said you're going to laugh.
Look, et cetera is part two. Jason Tatum, he take over the franchise. Hey, that's your man.
Look, you saying a lot. You saying a lot, and I believe it at that, man.
Well, he ain't doing nothing right now, apparently, so.
He might be playing basketball today. Don't.
Oh,
it's questionable now.
Okay.
But look, in all seriousness, I think Tatum would serve well doing et ceteras. We don't know Jason Tatum
at all.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
If he did something like that, I think that would really help him out with just knowing Jason Tatum and not the character that we think is Jason Tatum.
I agree, and it's a convo we've had before, and just like, as friends discussing, like, you know, ways to show off his personality and stuff like that. And you know, he's protective over his image, as I think all these guys are. He's not going to be artificial, which I think a lot of these guys are. So when you hear people say, oh, he should act more like Anthony Edwards, or he should do this, and he should cuss more, he should do all this. He's not going to do that because that's not necessarily him. But I think Jeff Teague had it right where he said, you know, he is a little bit of that, and y'all kind of just lucky he cares a little more right now. But let JT get title too. We might really see St. Louis JT pretty soon.
They your favorites? Boston, they your favorites? Boston, are they your favorites to win?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we can roll into the playoff convo here, I guess. But, like, I think there's been a few impressive teams. Obviously, we love what the Thunder are doing, I think, against a lesser opponent. But I think – I just still think the complete version of the Celtics is far and away the best team. And for me, it's just about the flexibility they have with those lineups. They can play their best five and guard everybody still. And to me, that changes everything. They can lose a guy like they just lost JT for a game and still won by double digits. You know, they won series last year without Porzingis, who was one of the more important players on that team on both ends of the court. So they're just the most complete team. I think they had that experience. And even just talking to Jay on the way to these playoffs, like that run last year taught them so much about peaking at the right time, about exerting the right amount of effort, about what it really takes to win 16 playoff games. That's a team on a vengeance. And they're all my favorite, but I've been impressed by a lot of teams thus far. You know, the Clippers have looked great. The Nuggets look great for a game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like I said, the Thunder, I've been impressed by the Wolves, and then the Lakers get them. So I love that it's been a back and forth. But I think, yeah, those the two, you know, the Celtics and the Thunder, I think are the classic NBA right now. And you can't sleep on the Cavs. The Heat have been right there with them, but you can't sleep on that.
There's a couple guys in this room that can. Well, I'm not one of them. Yeah, but
I got word about your boy, Jesse. He was questioning my man.
What I do?
All this. Yo, what's that about? I missed it.
What did I do?
Oh, we're getting the fourth box. There we go.
What did I do? I'm just saying. What did I do?
I'm on stream, and my chest started blowing up like, yo, your boy, he's over there hating on JT, man. You
gonna have to get him. No, it's just – He wasn't shooting too well in game whatever. He hurts his thumb. Like, oh, he's hurt. And he comes back, gets a couple threes. All right, JT's good. He don't play game two. I'm like, what the hell? Like, it's playoffs. We need you out there.
He stopped short of calling him a bitch, Eddie.
No, I don't do that.
Hammer. Hey, JT played 114 straight playoff games. He was hot about missing a game. I mean, he's mad about missing any games. Mm-hmm. He missed a game in Phoenix this year. And he ran in the locker room, sat down, and was like, oh, they ain't going to let me play. And I feel fine, bro. I did my whole workout. Like, you know, damn it, throwing a tantrum. So if he had to miss a playoff game, I know it hurt. You know what I mean? And quiet as kept, we talked like the next morning, kind of like, I'm joking, like, oh, you straight, right? Well, and he was like, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not playing tomorrow. This hurts bad. And it obviously came out, but I do think he's going to try to play today.
He looked nice on the sidelines. I like that outfit he had on, man. Look,
he put a fit on.
Yeah, he looked clean.
He stepped it up this year, man.
Yeah, he looked clean.
He did. That's probably something that deserves some more discussion. Yeah, he did step up this year.
I like JT. All league NBA fits. That's my man.
You think so?
I think so. I don't know if they're gonna give it to him, but he's all league in my opinion.
Yeah, you know what I like about JT? He took a lot of flack for this last year, kind of like putting it together. But I think he has a unique style unto himself. And that, like, to me, it makes you a little bit more stylish.
I like his style. I liked it last year, too. I liked his style.
I've come don't hate me. I've come around on Tyrese Halliburton. I appreciate some of the fits sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It's just when you get down to the shoes.
I agree. Like,
the penny loafers with the high socks. I mean, I know.
I'm not saying I would wear what he's wearing, but I'm saying I have appreciated some of the stuff. I think two of them boys out in Minnesota got the cleanest. Nas Reed and Nall.
Nas Reed can go.
Yeah. Little streetwear mixed with a little bit of luxury. Yeah, I like the little clash.
Shout out to Legends, by the way. Legends is back. They dropped the.
He's back, man. He was worried.
They were sweating. They were sweating.
So what happened? They was hating.
He said the league was watching them.
Yeah, he got flagged on YouTube. You know, you get a strike on YouTube. That's bad business.
Yeah,
he
that's was tough.
Able, I think disputed and get it right. Yo, he's doing major contribution to the online culture of the league. What he
Facts.
Does, and I don't know how he does it. He's a spy or something.
he got a gift.
He dropped the. He dropped Ty calling Dame a hoe over and over again.
Should have slapped him right there. Dame should have just slapped him.
He just kept calling him a hoe. It's like, you a hoe. You a hoe. Like, oh my God.
Hey, but Dame started it, man. Shout out to Todd standing up for himself. Dame started in game one, and they like, dog, why is you talking on the bench? Now he's on the court, and he's still at it. So, hey, I love the animosity in the playoffs so far. I think the refs have been a little overzealous. You know, obviously there's some plays, unfortunate plays, the Jimmy Butler play, the John Morant play.
Mm.
But let them dudes be chippy, man. This is what playoff basketball is about.
I'm with you. So, one of the things that Dame alluded to a little bit was, this is what myself and Jesse said after game two with Cleveland. I said, I believe they're championship contenders, but these first two games, they haven't handled business the way I want them to against a team like Miami. I said, I need them to do what they did, what OKC did to Memphis in those first two games and what Boston's doing to Orlando. Still think Cleveland is a championship contender. I still think OKC is a championship contender, but Dame, you'll co-sign. I've said, let's not put them in pen in the Western Conference just yet. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right now, mm-hmm. if they play the Clippers, I'm picking the Clippers and win that series.
I'm with you. The physicality and some of the athleticism on these teams in the West that we've seen so far, they're going to give the Thunder issues, whether it's the Wolves, whether it's the Lakers, whether it's whoever wins Houston, Golden State, and then Minnesota, who I'm big. I wanted to see them play Minnesota round one so bad. But I'm with you on the Clippers. I don't love every time that Kawhi plays good, they start calling him better than Kevin all time and all that stuff. But that's my own personal beef. But that team is just – they're tough. You got Zubac up front. He plays – in all their lineups, he plays tough defense. Rebounding matters so much in the playoffs. I mean, I was watching the Thunder get bullied a little bit last night. Now, shout out to Chet. That's my guy. He stepped it up after a rough first half. Had a little back and forth with Ja and then really start cooking. Yeah, but that team is a little – we could say light in the ass on the radio, right? Team's a little light in the ass. And I'll be – that's going to come – rubber's going to hit the road with that, with some of these teams they're going to play in the next couple series. So that this concerns me a little bit. I think they're dangerous. Obviously, they're the one seed. They won all these games this year, but you got to love size, athleticism, and rebounding in the playoffs. And there's a lot of that in the West. As far as Cleveland, as soon as I got the dissing, like, man, they don't have that singular guy. Donovan Mitchell went crazy in that last fourth quarter. Yeah. So it's like, man, maybe they do. Yeah, I just can't see how they stack up against Boston. That's their whole problem.
I think they'll
look great against Indy, and that's going to be a fast series, high scoring series. But once they see Boston and then you have those.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Multiple guys on that team who put the ball in the bucket and then defend on the other side, that's going to be a tough series for them.
Do they stack up best versus Boston? Of like the teams in the conference, they being the Cleveland Cavaliers, do they stack up best as any other team in the conference?
I actually think Indy might. Mm. I think Indy has the puncher's chance where they're going to play fast. They're going to get a lot of shots up. They got the stretch five they can put out on the floor and still play big against them. I actually think it's them. I thought they played them the best last year in the playoffs before Hallie got hurt. And I think they know their identity more than some of these other teams. I don't love them on defense, but they have to beat Boston in a shootout anyway. Mm. You know, so it's gonna be one of those things. I put Cleveland right behind them, but I don't worry about them. The Celtics have too much firepower. And you look at what Jaylen Brown did two nights ago. Like, you know, if your 1B can do that, like, y'all are set as far as playoffs. I don't think they have the wings to guard those dudes. It's just a tough series for them all around.
You know, I don't want to continue to go crazy on the Clippers, but I'm really liking how they're playing. Did you see that one little sneaky move Ty Lue did last night that I was like, oh, they can do that? Hmm. Where he put Ben Simmons at center. Ben mm-hmm. Simmons was at center guarding Jokic. So, like, whatever was going on with Zubac, maybe they wanted a different look. And they had Ben Simmons guarding Jokic and playing center. And now you got a situation where this guy can get the rebound, go coast to coast, and you get everybody. I saw that. I was like, man, I didn't even think about something like that. Like, I think they've got they're clicking right now. They are clicking.
The thing that gets me with that team, and we watch this in the playoffs, we watch it late in playoff games, it turns into a lot of iso ball. It turns into a lot of, like, that guy can't guard me, so you either going to have to get him off me or you're going to have to double. And I'm going to make sure he gets on me. And they got two of the best in the world at that. Mm-hmm. When they're clicking, when James is on a heater, it's only so much some of them dudes on that Denver team can do. And none of them have guarded Kawhi well thus far. It's just about how aggressive he has been. You know, I'm looking for Denver to bounce back. This has been the closest and best series into that blowout last night. I think it's going to go at least six, if not seven. But, yeah, whatever you thought of the Clippers in the regular season, whatever hope you had for them, we're watching it come to fruition. Obviously, that's a big emotional night for them last night. And the X factor for me, the one I'm looking at, like I'm waiting to see if he gets going. If Bogey Bogdanovich gets going, and they have another scoring element that they haven't had, and they got these videos of James on the bench telling them, just loosen up, just play your game. We need you to do your thing. If they add one more ball handler, one more shot creator, in him and more confident Bogey, then it's like really scary going forward. So I'm locked in on this series, whether Mike Porter is out or not. But it's been great thus far.
First round playoff exit, Bucks, Nuggets. One or both of those teams headed for a blow up?
I would say Bucks. Nuggets, you have to hold on to Jokic, and you have to just – a blow-up is strong. We're going to shuffle some things. We're going to figure some stuff out. You know, people were trying to have them make a run at KD, this and that third. But when you're the Bucks, you don't have no picks. You don't have no cap space. You just re-up on your – so you just gave your GM the vote of confidence to say, hey, if changes are coming, we got you. You got a disgruntled star who is talked about pretty openly about, like, yo, if it don't get good here, I'm out. You got a disgruntled inherited star who didn't want to go there to begin with and tried to back out of going there to begin with. You got to parcel whatever value you can get out of them while you can. To me, it's them. And to me, I think it's coming. You know, I don't know where Giannis goes. I know a lot of people feel like he lands. Brooklyn makes sense. I've heard rumors about Chicago, which is kind of odd to me, but I guess nearby and stuff like that. The Knicks are another one people are asking about. Miami's always a question. I think that domino is going to fall this summer, especially if they lose this in a sweep. But he's going to go down swinging. He said that the other night. I know what I got to effing do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to watch some football tonight when 34 is on that court. If Dame's feeling better, got his legs under him, I think we'll have a bounce back from Dame. But if they go out in 4 or 5, yeah, there's some changes coming to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm.
We saw the football game last night. I said it was a back alley brawl disguised as a basketball game. I loved watching how the Knicks and the Pistons played last night. Yep. The intensity in the arena, the intensity between those two teams. I loved it. I thought that was playoff basketball at its best. I think the Knicks got control back of this series. I think Cat got his bad game out of the way, and I don't expect to see another game like that from him in like game two like that in this series. But what you think about that series, man? You think
Man, it's a tough series, and I mentioned it earlier with the Clippers, and I'm going to mention it here again. And again, basketball is complicated, but sometimes it's simple. And you watch the end of that game, that's a close game in that fourth quarter, and you saw what happened. The Pistons could not manufacture shots. They could not create on the isolation. And that's a look, it's a tough job for Kay Cunningham going against OG, all the attention he gets on offense. But then I'm watching Jalen Brunson on the other side, and as much as I like to bag on him, as upset as I was about game two, him flying and flopping all over the place. When it came down to crunch time, he's just getting on that right wing, and Dennis Schroeder had nothing for him. And he was just finding buckets over and over and over again. I don't remember what he finished with in the fourth, but I believe he had 10 in the fourth, late in the fourth. And they couldn't match that on the other end. And it came down to that. This is going to be a close series, going to be a physical series. I don't know if they're getting everybody's guy out there, Isaiah Stewart, back here soon, but they could use that up front. I again, that's another series I think is going 6 or 7. And my thing about this, and I tip my hat to the Pistons, Cade Cunningham's getting better every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a scary, scary basketball player. That draft class is looking better and better by the night, ain't it? Him, Jalen Green. If you're a Scottie Barnes fan, you got him out there. Like, that's a tough draft class as we look back on it now. And he's getting better every night. He got his rough game one out the way, and he's figured it out. I expect him to be better in this series as it goes forward. And again, it's coming down to late buckets, and that was a one-point game. So it's coming down to that. But salute to Jalen Brunson for stepping up when he did, and he got some huge buckets down the stretch there. That's a tough dude to guard, even when he's drawing fouls, but even when he's not. Yeah. And so I think they're going to win, even though I picked Detroit. But game four is going to be huge. Like, game four is the series to me.
Is the biggest question mark Karl-Anthony Towns?
To me, like digging a little deeper, I would say it's Josh Hart. Because that's always everybody's defensive kind of fix for the Knicks. Oh, we'll put our center on Josh and we'll sag off him and we'll just do whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll guard Cat with Tobias and we're fine. He's going to shoot from outside. Whatever. So I think it's like, yo, if you get these huge buckets from Josh Hart, he hit a big shot late in that game as well, and he's a great rebounder. You know, that's when the Knicks are killing. But if you get a bad game from Josh Hart and you're allowed to kind of sag off him and be in the paint and muck it up for Jalen Brunson, then you're there. Then you're ahead against him. So I would say it's him. I think Cat's gonna get his stuff anyway. Like, I know it's easy to hate on Cat, but he's one of the more gifted offense players in the league. And when the shot's falling, you know, when he's attacking the small, sometimes how he does on drives, it's basically nothing you can do. So I don't think it's him. I would say it's like Josh Hart.
What you think about this Warriors series? Is it as simple as if Jimmy can't come back, they can't beat the Rockets? I picked the Rockets to win that series regardless. Game one kind of had me shook a little bit because that offense was looking crazy. Yeah. But obviously Jalen stepped it up in game two and no Jimmy. How do you see this one playing out with Jimmy, without Jimmy?
I mean, I think the biggest thing that's been an issue in both teams to talk about is the size. And when the Rockets is being bigger and tougher, that's enough to keep you in the series. You don't have the firepower to really do that unless you get a huge game from Jalen Green. And hopefully he shook off that first game, and this is what we're going to see from him going forward. He's a spectacular bucket getter. He's crazy athletic, and you would hope this is a matchup he can take advantage of. But that size and that physicality, it's going to be an issue. And that's where losing Jimmy hurts. You know, you get that on the perimeter with him. You get that in the interior with him. I mean, he got hurt going up that crazy rebound. He didn't have no business getting it. He got it anyway. But to me, that's this series. The Rockets are going to have a puncher's chance for as long as they can beat up on the Warriors. And I think they're going to be able to beat up on them all series. If they get Jimmy back, I still think the Warriors taking it. I think he's going to play tomorrow. I know he's pushing to. He's trying to. I heard behind the scenes, like it's going to be hard to get him not to. But he is hurt. He is hurt. That's a very serious injury. It's going to be tough to deal with physically, but that's a tough dude. That's a close series. It's a series I'm enjoying the most, you know, and I think it's just going to keep getting chippier and chippier. But, yeah, I'm with you. I got Rockets. I actually got Rockets in a tough game seven. I think that's what I picked before the series. And I kind of love that passing of the baton. Like, you know, I kind of love that. And then them going into the next series, either against the Lakers or the Wolves, like, it's all lining up for us as fans.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like in that one? We got a game three in Minnesota for that one tonight.
I feel like this is the new game one for that series, right? Mm-hmm. You got your split. You got a 5-game series now. 2 blowouts. What do you really learn from 2 blowouts? If you're the Lakers, you say, yo, they shot the hell out the ball in game one. They're not going to do that again. If you're the Wolves, you say, yo, we couldn't hit nothing in game two. We're not going to do that again. For me, I'm looking at Rudy Gobert. He has 6 rebounds in that second game. Everybody wants to rag about him on the island getting shook up. Luka was 2-8 in the second half. Like, they get a bucket here. I feel like he's holding his own. Like, you need him on defense. But if he's not going to crash and kill on the boards on both sides of the game, we can't play you. We need offensive punch. They could not get a bucket on that second half. And that's why you saw a lot of Nas Reed. That's why Rudy got pulled, not his defense. Like, we have to get a bucket. You're watching other bigs and other series crashing in, getting offensive rebounds, creating situations for their team. He should be able to do that against that smaller team. He just hasn't thus far. I think the Wolves are still going to pull it out because I just can't look at that team and see how athletic they are, how much they're flying all over the court, the length, the size, and think the Lakers overcome that. But, you know, if I'm just so impressed with what LeBron did in the second half of that game. He doesn't look 100%. I know he's old and everybody's saying this is what he is. Doesn't look 100%. He was not catching that lob that AR threw. But to get that steal in the open court, to get that layup he got, you know, he's hitting big shots. He's still finding ways to be effective. But, man, at the end of the day, the size over there, I feel like it's going to overwhelm and it's going to be more taxing as the series goes on.
As somebody who was rooting for the Timberwolves to win, I was so frustrated that Rudy, one, couldn't get a rebound defensively or offensively, yep. And then he would get an offensive rebound and couldn't finish, would get stripped, all this. I'm like, why are you out here? Why are you out here? Because they're picking on you defensively, and if you're not making a play on the other side, I was extremely frustrated. The good news about this series, though, is it's not going to be on the SEC network like Pacers Bucks.
No,
they're putting them people on ESPNU.
That is insane. Which means you can watch it at like a Hilton.
Yo, I know it worked out yesterday because it was a crazy blowout, but I could not believe that the Clippers and Nuggets was on NBA TV. I'm like, yeah. Who is scheduling this? That's stuff? Crazy. What is the rule for this?
They could at least put it on True TV, like, because you got these blackout issues. Like, use the other TNT or the Turner channel, put on TBS.
I'm sorry, man. We're hearing Impractical Jokers for the 15th time today.
You know where you can watch it? You can watch it on Playback TV. Playback.tv/Eddie. I have all the games on there for you. I'm giving away some signed KDs. I'm giving away a signed JT jersey. I got a signed Jimmy Butler jersey if you're a Warriors fan. Well, so you can watch them there. Please. I got them always on there. You ain't got to worry about it.
I'm tapping in. I want some signed KDs.
Come on, man.
I'm tapping in.
Eddie, we appreciate you, man. Thank you as always, my brother.
Hey, we didn't talk about the draft, and I know you got a commercial, but.
No, we good.
No,
you don't like it?
I need Shador in Vegas. We picked a running back at 6. We suck already. Like, he's my height.
He'll help out Gino.
Get Shador to Vegas. That's all I care about.
I mean, I'm with it, but yeah. I didn't hate the pick at 6 at all.
If they don't pick him again today, I'm going to feel away. I want some hope with Shador, man. Come on.
Okay. We got hope with Genty.
We got too many needs, man. We need
you
a corner. We need a safety. We need a tackle.
You have a lot of needs. Are you sure you want to use a pick on a quarterback?
That's one of our needs.
Okay. All right. You ain't got to yell at me. I'm a broadcast journalist. Well,
good to see you, Rock.
It's Cleveland. It's Houston, Tennessee, Cleveland, Las Vegas. Shador would have to get past Cleveland twice.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to pass Cleveland. I heard the rumor. Cleveland taking him.
Yeah. All right. We appreciate you, Eddie. Thank you, my brother.
All right, my guy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
Ah!
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.